Technically, the Korean War is still going on, as it ended in a truce, not a peace treaty, and the ceasefire line is pretty close to where the border was before the North invaded the South. But Pyongyang and its allies in Moscow and Beijing celebrate this as a victory. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, and Lee Hongzhong, a member of the Chinese Communist Party's Politburo, are there to show solidarity and support. But they may have more cynical motives. China doesn't want North Korea's shaky economy to collapse, as that would create millions of refugees and upset the balance of power in East Asia. Tens of thousands of American troops remain in South Korea to deter another North Korean attack. They're technically under the command of the United Nations, which created its first multinational military force to repel the communist attack in 1950. And Russia is also reportedly buying North Korean ammunition and weapons to use in Ukraine. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.